Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Peter, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
And I'm Marie. Today, we are going to talk about fun things to do in the snow. Today's topic is weather.
And the title of our lesson is Fun in the Snow. Fun in the Snow. Marie, do you like the snow?
Yes, Peter. I love the snow. I can make a snowman and have snowball fights.
Ooh, snowball fights are so much fun. I am going to love today's lesson. Well, friends, it's time for our Read It, and Marie can help us read it. All right, here we go.
Taylor and Susie are happy and excited. It is snowing outside today. The snow is beautiful. Ben does not like snow. It's too cold and wet for him. He likes warm weather. In winter, Ben likes his nice warm apartment. Susie likes winter too. In winter, she can ice skate. She can also make a snowman.
Thank you, Marie. Well, it's snowing outside, and Taylor and Susie are excited, but Ben is not excited.
Friends, do you like the snow? When I see snow, I feel very happy.
Well, maybe you don't live near snow, but you can join us today and enjoy lots of things about the snow. Snowmen, snowball fights, it's going to be great.
All right, well, now it's time to go to Christina to talk about our keywords.
Hello, 我是 Christina. 在北美的很多地方，二月仍然是下雪的季节。今天在办公室里就有很多人都很兴奋，因为外面正下着雪。Many people are excited today. 形容词 excited 表示兴奋、激动的。不知道你有没有看过下雪，它真的是很美。The snow is beautiful. 形容美丽漂亮的就是 beautiful. 不过 Ben 说他并不喜欢下雪，因为下雪的时候又湿又冷。It's cold and wet. 这里的 cold 就是寒冷的。Susie 倒是很喜欢冬天，她说下雪之后可以堆雪人。I can make a snowman.雪人就是 snowman.
Hello, Ben. Today is a great day.
No, it's not, Taylor. It's snowing.
I know. I love snow.
I don't. Snow is cold and wet, and you can't drive in it.
Sure you can. You just drive carefully.
You can't walk in it either.
Yes, you can. I often walk in the snow. It's fun.
In conversation A, we meet Ben. Ben is not happy. He doesn't like the snow. Why doesn't he like the snow?
Well, Ben says snow is cold and wet.
Oh, okay, cold. Hey, Marie, for breakfast, I had cold pizza.
Cold pizza, Peter? That doesn't sound like it would taste good. You should heat it up in the oven so it gets hot.
Well, I like my pizza cold, Marie. It tastes delicious.
Okay, Peter.I don't eat cold pizza, but today I did have a cold bowl of cereal.
Oh, great. Well, let's talk about a different word that Ben uses. Wet. When something is wet, it is covered in water.
When I go swimming in a pool, I get wet. Or when it rains outside and I don't have an umbrella, I get wet.
Ooh, and when I play in the snow, I get wet because the snow melts. Well, now it's time for us to go to Christina and learn more about this phrase, in the snow.
下雪天虽然很冷，可是还是有很多人都喜欢出去玩雪。在雪中可以做些什么事呢？这时候你可以用 do something in the snow 来表达。接系词用 in， 比如 Ben 觉得下雪天不能开车，他说 you can't drive in it。这里的 in it 其实就是 in the snow。Taylor 常常在雪中漫步， she often walks in the snow。她很喜欢在雪天出去玩， she likes to play in the snow。比如可以在雪地上写字， they are riding in the snow。所以在雪地上不论是散步、跑步、堆雪人、玩雪橇或者是打雪仗，都可以用片语 in the snow 来表达地点。
Thank you, Christina. Ben says to Taylor, you can't drive in the snow. But Taylor says, sure you can.
Yeah, sure you can. You just need to drive carefully. Hey, Marie, you just used today's calendar phrase.
Sure you can.
Sure you can.
你当然可以做得到。
I can't do this homework.
Sure you can.
I can't write this paper.
Sure you can.
I can't read this book.
Sure you can. You can't give up.
Sure I can.
No, you can't.
Sure you can.
Sure you can.
你当然可以做得到。
Can you drive in the snow? Sure you can. You just have to drive carefully. You don't want to get into a car accident.
No, you don't. Driving in the snow can be very scary. Friends, if you drive in the snow, be careful and stay safe.
Taylor says you can walk in the snow too.And she is right, but if there is a lot of snow, it might be hard to walk.
Yeah, even if you are wearing snow boots, it can still be hard to walk when there is a lot of snow.
Well, friends, we're going to learn more about being in the snow right now. Here's conversation B.
Why is everyone so happy and excited today?It's snowing.
We all like cold weather, and snow is beautiful.
I guess so, but I like warm weather.
So do I, but winter is so much fun.
In winter, I love my warm apartment.
Do you enjoy a warm cup of hot chocolate?
Yes. I like that any time of year.
Everyone is excited, except for Ben. Ben is from Texas. Texas is warm and it doesn't snow there very often.
That's right. My grandparents are from Texas. It is very warm there. The rest of our friends are excited because it's snowing outside. Hey,Marie, you look very excited.
I am, Peter. I am very excited. I just found out my friends from high school will come visit me.
Really? That's very exciting. Well, you are going to have so much fun with them. That will be a lot of fun. Let's go to Christina to learn more about the word fun.
Susie 觉得冬天真的是一个很好玩的季节。Winter is so much fun. 我们来介绍一下 fun 这个字。它当名词用的时候是不可数名词。所以 winter is so much fun. 这里的 fun 是名词表达有趣的人或者事物。表示冬天是一个非常有趣好玩的季节。类似的用法比如喜欢逛街购物的人可以说Shopping is a lot of fun. 也可以说 Ruby is great fun. 表示 Ruby 这个人很有趣，跟他相处起来很好玩。 名词 fun 还有另外一个很常用的意思，就是乐趣。比如昨天出去很好玩，就说 We had a lot of fun yesterday.
Thank you, Christina. Marie, it is winter and many people have fun skiing. Do you enjoy skiing?
I don't enjoy skiing, Peter. I went one time and I didn't enjoy it at all. Actually, Peter, I don't want to talk about skiing right now, but how about we go to Rebecca to learn more about this phrase, do you enjoy? Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. Are you ready to have some fun? Then let's learn a grammar point.If you want to ask someone if they enjoy something, you can use this grammar point. Do you enjoy something? For example, do you enjoy eating pizza? Or does he enjoy playing soccer? Friends, this is a very useful phrase. So don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.Well, I don't enjoy skiing, but I do enjoy playing in the snow. The snow is beautiful in the winter.
It sure is. Do you know what else is beautiful? The flowers in the spring. They are so beautiful. The flowers are so colorful. Do you enjoy the spring?
I do, and spring is coming very soon. But for now...We can enjoy the beautiful snow.
Yes, we can. Well, in the winter, Ben likes to stay in his warm apartment.
Let's take a look at the word apartment. An apartment is a room or a set of rooms that is part of a building. It's a place where people live.
Oh, and I live in an apartment too. And friends, you might live there as well.Well, we've learned a lot so far, and I think it's time for us to take a short break. Let's take one right now. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we are talking about the snow.
Yes, we are. Taylor and Susie love the snow, but Ben doesn't like the snow. He likes to stay warm.
Friends, do you know anybody that doesn't like the cold weather? Maybe that's you. There are some people that just don't like the cold weather.Well, let's learn together about this next conversation, and then we'll talk about it.
It's still snowing, Taylor.
I know. It's great. I can play in the snow this weekend.
Me too. I can make a snowman in the park.
Can I help you?
Sure, and let's ice skate sometime too.
Yes, winter is here. There's lots to do.
Taylor and Susie will play in the snow this weekend. Marie, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, on Saturday, I'm going to meet my friends for lunch. And on Sunday...I'm going to clean my apartment.
Wow, that sounds like a fun weekend, except for the cleaning your apartment. This weekend, I am going to read books and sleep a lot.
That sounds good, Peter. All right, in conversation C, Susie wants to make a snowman, and Taylor will help her.
I love making snowmen. They are so fun. You can make one in your front yard.They are a lot of fun to make, especially with friends.
Okay, let's talk about snowman. What is a snowman, Peter?
Well, it has two eyes like a man and a nose and a mouth. Have you ever seen a snowman before? If not, try to make one.
Making a snowman is a lot of fun. Now, Susie wants to go ice skating with Taylor this weekend, too.
If you want to go ice skating, you have to wear ice skates. Skates are shoes that have a special blade at the bottom. It's used for skating on the ice.
Can you ice skate, Peter?
Not very well. I had a birthday party where we went ice skating, and I fell so many times. Oh, it hurts.
Oh, no. Well, next time you go ice skating, be careful. If you go ice skating, be careful. When I first learned how to ice skate, I would fall down a lot, just like Peter. It's not easy at first, but after a lot of practice, it can become a lot of fun.
There are a lot of things to do in the winter. Other things are sledding and having snowball fights. There is so many great things to do in the winter.
Yes, there are. Okay, friends, let's go to our keywords to review.
All right, here's our first keyword today. Excited. Excited. Are you excited for the new movie?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Tina's hair looks beautiful today.
Cold. Cold. Snow is cold. I don't like it.
Snowman. Snowman. Jackson made a big snowman in his yard.
Well, friends, those are our keywords for today. Make sure to practice them at home, especially because it's winter. Those are very useful words. And now it's time for us to review our lesson from today. Let's watch together.
Hello, Ben. Today is a great day.
No, it's not, Taylor. It's snowing.
I know. I love snow.
I don't. Snow is cold and wet, and you can't drive in it.
Sure you can. You just drive carefully.
You can't walk in it either.
Yes, you can. I often walk in the snow. It's fun.
Why is everyone so happy and excited today? It's snowing.
We all like cold weather, and snow is beautiful.
I guess so, but I like warm weather.
So do I, but winter is so much fun.
In winter, I love my warm apartment.
Do you enjoy a warm cup of hot chocolate?
Yes! I like that any time of year.
It's still snowing, Taylor.
I know. It's great. I can play in the snow this weekend.
Me too. I can make a snowman in the park.
Can I help you?
Sure. And let's ice skate sometime, too.
Yes. Winter is here. There's lots to do.
All right, Ginger, why are you excited today?
It's snowing outside, Monkey Man. I love walking in the snow.
Yes, but remember to walk carefully.
Oh, yeah, I like walking, but I don't like falling.
Yeah, it's cold outside, so wear a warm coat and hat.
Yeah, I always do.
Oh, I see you have a hat, but where's your coat?
I'm wearing it. I always do.
Yeah, that's right. Monkeys have fur coats.
Yeah, my fur coat's warm. and I wear it all the time.
Well, that's great.
Hey, where's my hot chocolate?
Well, Ginger, you can have some of mine.
Yay!
On Mondays, we review the Answer It from today. Here's question number one. What can Taylor do this weekend? What can Taylor do this weekend?
Look for the answer in conversation C. She can play in the park. Question two. What do you do in cold weather? What do you do in cold weather? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
What do I do in cold weather? I try to warm myself up. I try to put on a fire, and drink a nice hot chocolate or a cup of tea just to keep myself warm. I think when it's cold weather outside, it's nice to be warm and cozy inside. So get a blanket, I wrap myself in my blanket with my hot chocolate, and read a good book or watch a great movie.
What do I do in cold weather? I freeze. Just kidding. Well, I usually like to stay inside during cold weather. I enjoy being warm and cozy in my house, and I will get a cup of hot chocolate or hot tea, and then I'll sit down with a good book and enjoy my time. But, you know, sometimes I do enjoy going outside and skiing in the snow or snowboarding. It's all a lot of fun.
What do I do in cold weather? Well, I tend to stay indoors during cold weather. I don't like the cold. In Taipei, it never gets so cold during winter. But here, it's snowing. I don't like the cold, so I normally just sit at home, watch TV, and drink a hot cup of coffee.
What do I do in cold weather? Well, when it's cold, I like to stay inside. Usually, I like to read books while drinking a cup of hot chocolate. There's nothing like a cup of hot chocolate on a cold winter's day. And I also like watching TV and playing video games. And it's always important to wear a lot of clothes.
Well, this was a lot of fun, and we will continue talking about the snow tomorrow. Well, we'll see you then right here on...
Let's talk in English!
Goodbye! Bye.